Christopher Zinn. Christopher, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the daily program this morning. Now, first off, I guess, would you be able to just provide us perhaps with a bit of a snapshot why the electricity market is actually so so confusing for Australian consumers?
Yeah, because it's a competitive market. The structure of the market, this is the national electricity market on the east coast of Australia, is incredibly complicated, which I won't go into, and some of that flows through the retail choice which consumers make. So we have what's called a competitive and deregulated system in New South Wales. So we have a choice. The theory behind that is competition should drive down prices so people pay less than they would in a regulated environment. So if you look at Western Australia, for example, there they're more regulated. The poles and wires and everything are actually owned by the state government. Yet the argument that they pay less doesn't really hold. They probably pay more. So I'm a supporter of competition, but I must say the Greens are arguing this week that, in fact, we should move back to regulated prices because they believe that's more helpful.
So why has this led to Australians actually paying more than they need to, significantly more than they need to, in the bills if competition is meant to keep prices down?
Look, there's two issues here. One is the basic cost of electricity, and that's due to a large number of issues such as green costs and the cost of the network, which is more than, 50% of your bill is really to pay for the poles and wires. But the issue is, for example, there's just some figures out today from Paul that the difference between the most expensive tariff and the cheapest in any particular area, and in regional areas it's higher, can be between about $800 and $1,200. So that means there are people who are paying for exactly the same electrons, exactly the same amount of electricity, would be paying up to $1,200 more than their neighbour because they have not engaged with the market. They're on what's called a standing offer as opposed to a market offer, which would come complete with discounts of various sorts. So the issue is, why do people, as the economists say, leave so much money on the table? And it's essentially because they really either do not understand the system or the information that's given to them, or they do not have the confidence or trust to engage in it. So while there needs to be a lot of reform around electricity and generation and ownership and these kind of competition issues, I just say what is important now in terms of your next bill, make sure that you don't pay a zap more for electricity than you need to. So that does mean engaging in the market, and that's where we need to encourage people to, because that's the system. It may change, but that's the system, at least for the short to medium term.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has actually held a meeting with power companies to direct them to do more to help people with their bills. So aside from what the consumers could be doing, this help from the power companies itself would be defined as giving consumers choices and, as you've sort of pointed out, making them empowered to do so. Is this something that the power companies or the government should be doing more around?
Well, look, I believe so, because I believe empowering consumers. And look, you can't empower everybody. There will always be marginal groups who do need some protection. But the mass of people in the middle, by their actions, can drive change that benefits many others. So, yes, one of the arguments is standardised pricing and the display of pricing to make it easier to compare. I'm involved in a campaign at the moment, and we're very interested in something that happens in the UK, which is called the tariff comparison rate. So rather like a comparison rate that you have with home loans and credit cards, gives you a very basic initial price to compare. So with any particular tariff, say in New South Wales, there are some hundreds of tariffs to choose from. It will tell you what that tariff would cost an average household over a year. So you can look in terms of the cost, and that can help guide your decision.
Well, Christopher, thank you very much. Really appreciate you joining us this morning, having a chat with us about this one.
Yeah, my pleasure. And I just say, the important thing is do something. Even a little something can give you some benefit. But to do nothing, that actually ends up costing you a lot.
Absolutely. Chris, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Bye.
That was Christopher Zinn.